This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. U.S. Representative Lauren Boebert's decision to switch districts for the 2024 election has upended two Colorado congressional races. Many analysts think the Republican Party will have an easier time holding on to her current seat without the polarizing Congresswoman. Conservative political consultant Josh Penry says it may be hard for her to win over voters in her new district.
You don't quit a tough race and go run in an easy race and with a straight face make the argument that it's some act of political selflessness.
Boebert now joins a crowded Republican primary to replace retiring Congressman Ken Buck. A former federal judge believes the U.S. Supreme Court will rule to keep Donald Trump off the Colorado primary ballot. J. Michael Lutig cites a clause in the 14th Amendment of the Constitution that he says bars Trump from returning to the White House because of his role in the January 6th insurrection in Washington.
I believe that this Supreme Court will decide that the former president is disqualified from higher office because that's what the Constitution of the United States says.
Maine has just become the second state to find Trump ineligible for a spot on the state's primary ballot. Colorado's statewide e-bike rebates are wrapping up earlier after proving more popular than expected. CPR Sam Brash.
The program offered all Colorado residents $500 off a battery-powered bike. Low-income residents could get $1,100. After launching in August, the state opened application rounds, then selected recipients by lottery. It now says people redeemed those rebates at a far higher rate than expected. As a result, funds are running low, and the state is putting a pause on the program. It does plan to open a final round of applications next February using money from a separate grant program. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.